Weather alert.
The National Weather Service has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 117, effective until 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time. This watch includes the following counties in Oklahoma: Comanche, Cotton, Grady, Stevens, and Tillman. Remember, a severe thunderstorm watch means that conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including large hail and damaging winds, in and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the
Skywarn.
Skywarn, net active.
KE5EGK, portable War Eagle monitoring. WPN, KE5EGK.
Yeah, go ahead, Donnie. I'm going to get ready to give you a thunderstorm warning.
How you doing, bud? I hadn't talked to you in a while.
Staying busy. Trying to take care of that city, but you got a severe thunderstorm warning for Central Jefferson County to 130 at 109. A severe thunderstorm was located near Stubbs, northeast at 15, 10, 5 a.m., 6 mile an hour winds. And they also had the tornado implement. Weather chat.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at it from my front porch.
Roger. If they need to come over on the other side, I don't know who you need to talk to, but I know they changed the numbering system over. I need to find out what my ID is.
Roger, roger. I'll try to find that out. Probably won't be today because the sheriff's gone.
Understood. No worries.
Mobile radio blew up, so all I've got is a handheld right now.
Oh, great. That's always nice.
Skywarn, net active.
Anyway, I'll get out of here. I'll be monitoring KE5EGK.
Okay, Donnie. We can get anything out. Come bring it out on the way here, okay? Hey, bud, I'm here.
5EGK.
Donnie, before you run off, this came off of East Fodder. This fodder is 1 mile east, southeast, Sussman. And he is reporting a funnel.
Okay. I'm about 5 miles north of Sugden. Let me walk across the street to this open pasture, see if I can see anything from this side.
Okay. He was 1 mile. It's 5 miles west of him.
He's a mile east of Sugden, and the location of the funnel is 5 miles west.
Affirmative. He's 1 mile east, southeast of Sugden, and then the funnel is 5 miles west.
Okay. I'll have to get in my truck and run out there and see, because I can't see it from here.
Okay, just be careful. Don't get yourself where you can't get back.
Roger that. EGK. 5WPNK, 5EGK.
Yeah, go ahead, Donnie.
I can't get to that from here. Just have to go on what he says.
Okay, understood. Okay, but if you...
I'm going to call the emergency manager and let him know about it, though, okay?
Oh, affirm. The National Weather Service Norman has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Baylor County in North Texas. It should be
p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 1:18 p.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Adirondack, moving northeast at 30 miles an hour. Expected hazards include golf ball size hail and 60 miles an hour wind gusts. This is a radar indicated threat.
Skyward, net active.
People and animals outdoors will be injured. Expect hail damage to roofs, siding, windows, and vehicles. Expect wind damage to
Skyward.
Yes, go ahead.
Emergency manager OHP has already called him. Confirmed on the ground 5 miles north of Warwick, north of Ryan.
5 miles north of Ryan, tornado on the ground. Confirmed by sheriff and his emergency manager.
Confirmed by OHP.
OHP, got it.
OUA, is that current time?
Connie, is that current time?
Current time.
Appreciate it. WX5OUA.
5EGK.
K5WPN, WX5OUA.
Go ahead.
Way that 4 to 5 north, is that where the spotter was, or is that the tornado was reported as?
That's where the tornado was.
Appreciate that. WX5OUN.
No problem. K5WPN. OUN, I might be advised they're blowing the sirens in Warrika.
WX5OUN.
Skyward, net active.
K5WPN, 5EGK.
Yes.
It is blowing its storm sirens current time.
Yeah, I've been monitoring over on 7.
Clear.
Okay, I got another one, Donnie, off of the deep spotter. A rotating wall cloud 1 mile east southeast of Sugden, and a new wall cloud forming 3 miles northwest of Sugden.
Roger. Appreciate K5EGK.
They advise there are dotted there issuing a tornado warning for Jefferson County.
Here.
Welcome. The National Weather Service Norman has issued a tornado warning for northwest Jefferson County in southern Oklahoma until 2 p.m. At 1:29, a confirmed tornado was located near Sugden, moving northeast at 15, damaging tornado and tennis balls. Emergency management confirms the tornado. In fact, flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to both windows and vehicles will occur. Damage is likely. Location impacted. Rika and Sutton. Cut by the canyon.
Skyward, net active. Weather alert.
The National Weather Service in Norman has issued a tornado warning for northwestern Jefferson County in southern Oklahoma, southwestern Stevens County in southern Oklahoma, east central Cotton County in southwestern Oklahoma, until 2 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 1:41 p.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Warrika Lake, moving northeast at 20 miles an hour. Expected hazards include tornado and golf ball size hail. This is a radar-indicated threat rotation. The following impacts are expected. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed.
Skyward. Skywarn, net, active.
WPNK 5EGK.
Yeah, go ahead, Donnie.
Warika is all clear, all clear.
Roger on the Warika, all clear, thanks. K5EGK.
Wade also, Shepherd Air Force Base called the county and said a T-6 plane went down in northern Jefferson County or southern Cotton County.
Okay, T-6 plane went down in northern Jefferson or southern Cotton?
But T-6, Tom.
Okay, Tom-6 airplane went down either in northern Jefferson or southern Cotton, correct?
Correct. They give the coordinates to Jefferson County, and deputies are en route to see what they can find.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
84 ARD Mobile, listening.
Skywarn, net, active. Weather, alert.
The National Weather Service in Norman has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Central Grady and West Central McLean County until 2:45.
Weather alert.
Central Oklahoma, West Central McLean County in Central.
At 1:54, a severe thunderstorm was located 4 miles north of Eglon, moving northeast at 25. 60-mile-an-hour wind gust, quarter-size hail. This is radar indicated. Okay, but again.
Sail. This is a radar indicated threat. The following impacts are expected. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted.
Skywarn. Weather alert.
National Weather Service in Norman has issued a tornado warning for northeastern Jefferson County in southern Oklahoma, southeastern Stevens County in southern Oklahoma, west central Carter County in southern Oklahoma, until 2:45 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 2:01 p.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 5 miles east of Addington, moving northeast at 20 miles an hour. Expected hazards include tornado and tennis ball size hail. This is a radar indicated threat rotation. The following impacts are expected. Flying debris will be dangerous to
Skywarn. Net active.
Mobile homes will
Skywarn.
The National Weather Service in Norman. A tornado warning remains in effect until 3 p.m. for southwestern Archer and southeastern Baylor counties in North Texas. At 2:42, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near McGargle. Movement is northeast at 20. Hazards to tornado at 2-inch hail. This is radar indicated rotation. Locations impact include Archer City, McGargle, and Lake Kickapoo.
Locations that will experience flooding include Duncan, Comanche, Maysville, Bray, Velma, Foster.
Skywarn.
The National Weather Service Norman has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Cotton, northwestern Clay, northeastern Archer, and eastern Wichita County in North Texas until 3:45. At 2:54, a severe thunderstorm was located southwest of Wichita Falls. Movement is to the northeast at 25. Four size hail. This is radar indicated. Locations impact include Wichita Falls, Ferguson, Iowa Park, Holiday, Petroleum, Byers, Nice, Shepherd Air Force Base, Lakeside City, Pleasant Valley, Charlie, and Cashin. K5EGK.
WPN, OZQ.
Go ahead, Delbert.
I just got off the phone with my brother there, just about down there by Comanche Lake. He had quarter-size hail at this time. Quarter-size hail at this time, right there by, within 2 miles of the lake, 2 miles north of the lake, exactly.
Okay, quarter-size hail, 2 miles north of Comanche Lake. I'll pass it on.
KB50ZQ.
Comanche weather, radio, monitor, off, skywarn, net, active.
N5VIN. Well, do you think it's upside down now? No. Okay. Boy, they're sure putting out the warnings, ain't they?
Affirmative.
Yeah, was out of the vehicle there for a minute and hardly was talking. Hadn't done the math on it yet. All right, I did. All right. KB5LLI.
N5EIN.
OZQ. Go ahead with your traffic.
You hear my report on the hail a moment ago?
No, I was at your house a moment ago.
Well, it wasn't on my house. I was talking to Bobby down there by Comanche Lake. And while I was talking to him, he had quarter-inch hail falling. There, 2 miles. What is it? 2 miles.
Quarter-inch hail? That's what you said.
That's what he said. It started out as little pea size, he said, this little bitty stuff. And then while I was talking to him, and that was been about 3 to 4, 5 minutes ago, 3 or 4 minutes ago, while I was talking to him, he said, man, there was quarter-inch size falling. And I just got through telling Wayne, Wade, and he was going to report it.
I need a warning.
Go ahead.
National Weather Service Norman has issued a tornado warning for Archer County in North Texas until 3:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 2:58, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 9 miles north of Oney, limit to the northeast of 25. Tornadoes of baseball-sized hail. Locations impacted: Archer City, Scotland, and Lake Kickapoo. KWM.
All right, thank you, sir. Well, a quarter-inch hail is pea size, so is that what he's reporting, peas or quarters?
It started out as peas, and while I was talking to him, it got up to quarter.
Okay, you told me quarter-inch twice, so that's why I was checking.
Not quarter-inch, quarter-size, you know, like 2 bits.
Roger, I know what it is. I was just checking you. That's what you said twice, quarter inch. And I repeated that, and you said yes. So I was trying to figure out if we was doing quarters or quarter inches.
Did I say that, Troy?
Wade's the one running the net.
I didn't hear anything about peas when you first told me.
Yeah, you said quarter inch to Terry, but you reported quarters to Wade.
N5VIN. There you go.
Okay, KB50ZQ clear.
And baseball would be what I'd worry about down there in Archer County. That tornado. KB5LLI. It's out.
Yeah, we got some more coming up from around the Seymour area.
Affirmative, as it goes north, they've been advising on Weather Chat. They're losing their tornadic ability because of they're running into some more stable air.
Roger that. Okay, I'll be standing by monitoring. K5EGK.
K5EGK.
They might rethink that here in a little bit because the sun's hitting the ground in Fletcher, Oklahoma, and in other places.
It's very true, and there's an outflow boundary headed to the west. One of the TV broadcasters was making a comment about possible further development.
Roger. Well, it's ripe right down here. 72 degrees current time and full sunshine and Fleecatcher, Oklahoma.
Someone on the spotter network advised a funnel at Archer City and Highway 25 just east of Archer City.
Roger. All right. They're down there in a little warmer air, I think, ain't they?
Yeah. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect till 3:45 for southwestern Garvin, eastern Stevens, and northeast Carter counties. At 3:12, a large severe thunderstorm was centered 8 miles southwest of Elma. Movement to the northeast at 15. Drop-off size hail and 70-mile-an-hour winds. Locations impact include Comanche, Velma, Tatum, Loco, Rattler City, Waurika Lake, and Purnell. Okay, but again.
All right, Wade. You might pass some of them North Texas reports along that you see. Maybe that'll help some of the folks on the north side of the river if you see anything, any reports down south. Anywhere else might help the folks on up the pike a little bit. KB5LLI. You know, like old times where everybody shared the information out in the public, where everybody was privy. Remember that?
Yeah, and I got one. A tornado warning remains in effect until 3:30 for southeast Archer County. At 3:13, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 8 miles southwest of Archer City. Movement is to the east at 25. Hazards, tornado, and baseball-sized hail. This is radar-indicated rotation. Locations impacted, Archer City and Scotland. Cape out again.
Thanks, sir. KB5LLI.
Weather alert.
The National Weather Service in Norman has issued a
tornado warning for southeast Stevens County in southern Oklahoma and west central Carter County in southern Oklahoma till 3:45. At 3:18, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Loco. Movement is to the east at 20. Tornadoes and golf ball size hail. Locations impact include Velma and Loco. Cape it again.
Destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows.
Skywarn.
The Weather Service gave an advisory as follows. Seeing transition, but fairly strong. Shear on the south flank of Stevens County, HB Supercell. A brief, quick tornado remains possible. Also cannot underestimate flash flooding threat with a slow-moving, very heavy cores.
K5WPN, KB5LLI.
Hey, Terry.
Did you hear a media report of that trainer out of Shepherd that crashed over here by LaTonka a few ago? Oh, now it's Waurika.
Jefferson County Emergency Management Fire Department picked up the pilot to walk him.
Roger. Is the plane in the drink or is it out there in the pasture?
Out in the pasture, just close to Waurika Lake.
All right, just checking to see if you're up to date on that particular piece of info. When did that happen?
That was around 2, plus or minus 15.
Roger. Okay. KB5 LLI.
Again. The National Weather Service in Norman has issued severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Clay and southeast Archer County in North Texas until 4:15. At 3:29, a severe thunderstorm was located near Archer City, moving east at 30. Tennis ball size hail and 60 mile an hour wind gusts are the primary hazard. This is radar indicated. Locations impact include Archer City, Scotland, Winthorpe, Lake Arrowhead, Blue Grove, Joy, Fisher. Okay, but again.
Skyward, net active. Welcome to the SWIRA link system. KB5LLI repeater.
National Weather Service gives out an advisory. Eastern storms that are a part of the southern Oklahoma complex should gradually decrease as they move to cooler and more capped air east of an outflow boundary. Nevertheless, very high rainfall rates will continue to aggravate the threat of flash flooding from west of the Arbuckles back into Stevens County. Cape by the pit. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect till 4 p.m. Central Daylight Time for northwestern Love and southwestern Carter County. At 3:35, a severe thunderstorm was located near Rue Bottom. Movement is to the northeast at 25. Hazards up to ping pong ball size hail. This came from a trained weather spotter. Locations impacted include Long Grove, Wilson, Rue Bottom, Overbrook, Burneyville, and Courtney. Okay, but if you...
QSL, KD5OTB.
Thank you, Wade. KB5 LLI.
Skyward, net active.
QSL, KD5.
What was that last wave?
Timeout timer got us on the radio.
Okay, the media reported that Shepherd Air Force Base has gone on a tornado warning on Shepherd through their own system.
Wonder why.
Could be that circulation that's getting ready to bust. Well, anyway. Tornado warning is coming out for Love and Carter County.
Yes, sir.
Skyward, net active.
Weather Service in Norman has issued a tornado warning for northwestern Love and southeastern Carter counties until 4:45. At 3:55, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 4 miles northwest of Burneyville. Movement to the northeast at 15. Tornadoes and golf ball size hail. This is a radar-indicated rotation. Locations impacted are more Long Grove, Root Bottom, Lake Murray, Overbrook, and Burneyville. Cape by the pin.
I don't know if it's this way, but tornado warning for area between Haskell and Graham, Texas, straight south of Seymour. Moving to the east. That tornado warning there, just to the south of Archer City. Looks like it's moving in, going to be moving into Clay here shortly.
Roger, yeah, I saw it. I gave it out. Also, it shows over here on TV media. They're getting ready to come a severe thunderstorm warning for the Davis area.
Roger that. Yeah, just after I got to talking, I noticed that those, I thought those warnings were farther south, but they're covering our folks, so okay. FB5A Lila.
Yeah, just FYI, headed west out of Davis to 35, starting to put on a pretty good lightning show here. KI6HN mobile.
Roger, well, you got some storms that you, if you're headed west, that are tornado warned, so be cautious.
That's the firm. I've got mobile radar in my car, and I'm hitting the interstate and headed north to Paul's Valley so I can put this deal in the shop. Find myself an adult beverage for the evening. KI6HNE.
Okay, good deal. K5-10. This is from Spotter Network. A spotter is 3 miles south of Henrietta, Texas, and he's observing a funnel to his west. K5-10. And a flash flood warning coming out for Western Murray County shortly. K5-10.
FB5LLI repeater.
County emergency manager advised the siren in Marietta is being sounded.
Weather alert.
Flash flood warning for southeast Garvin, southeast Deep, and northern Carter counties and Murray counties in southern Oklahoma until 7 stop a radar indicated thunderstorm producing heavy rainfall across the warned area. Up to 2 inches of rain has already fallen. Flash flooding is occurring or imminent. Some locations that will experience flooding include Sulphur, Davis, Wynnewood, Springer, Elmore City, Katy, Dowdy, Tatum, Rantlett City, Graham, Coolville, Lake of the Arbuckles, Turner Falls, Hennepin, Milo, and Fox. An additional 2 inches of rain will be possible.
CDR, go ahead.
Hey, just to let you know, you might want to let the Norman office know that the weather radio for Carter County and the surrounding areas is not broadcasting at this time.
Okay, the weather radio for what county? I did not catch the county.
For Carter Love County.
For the Carter Love County is down, I will advise them.
CVR station just about don't have any audio at all. Okay, B5LLI.
I had to turn up my hearing aid.
I think he's on a narrowband radio or something. It's just barely even copyable. Audio. Good signal. Audio is just in the toilet.
I think that's narrowband.
Yeah. Got to change them to wideband when you come on this frequency. Let's see, NWS chat was down the other day during the event, and the weather radio transmitter's down during the event. Whose transmitters continue to transmit the whole time? Who was that, Wade? Who is it?
It was us.
Well, I'm copy. It was us. We still continue to transmit. Yeah. Sounds like an outdated system to me. KB5 LLI.
I don't know if you got to watch it, but you should have had it on Fox News today.
I will watch it later. Did it go our way?
RAG cleans the clock.
Fantastic. He's got a set, a full set, just like the president has.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeehaw. Gave me 5 LLI.
It's tornado warning for southeast Archer County canceled. The tornadic thunderstorm which prompted the warning has moved out of the warning area. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. A tornado wanes in effect until 4:30 for southwestern Clay. At 4:13, severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 6 miles southeast of Winthorpe, moving east at 15. Hazards, ping pong ball size hail, and tornado. This is radar indicated rotation. Locations impact include Winthorpe, Shannon, and Joy. Cape Buttercup. The Weather Service of Norman has issued a tornado warning for northeast Love and southeast Carter County in southern Oklahoma until 4:45. At 4:14, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 5 miles northeast of Burneyville, moving east to 20. Tornadoes at Gulf Fall size hail are the primary threat. This is radar indicated rotation. Locations impacted include Marietta, Lake Murray, Overbrook, and Burneyville. Cape Adipia. A correction, this also includes Interstate 35 between mile markers 12 and 24. Cape Adipia.
Thank you, Wade. KB5 LLI.
WXY, were you in?
Lead Force.
Okay, just want to do a quick little update. We got the supercell in Love County. It's moving due east now. The most dangerous part of the storm with a possible tornado is going to be crossing Interstate 35 between mile markers 15 and 20 in the next 10 minutes or less. The lowest we can look is about 11,000 feet up, so it's going to be difficult to ascertain what the surface position is, depending on the total of the updraft. Nevertheless, okay, we're getting a report of a tornado somewhere to the west of Marietta. So again, areas from Marietta north to at least mile marker 20 need to be very aware, very careful, as this possibly tornadic supercell moves due east. WX5, will you in?
Thank you, Force. Cape Adipian.
Thanks, Forrest, QSL, K5EGK.
KU5 UWC, Tillman County.
K5EGK, thanks, Forrest.
Also, advisory updates from the National Weather Service. Concern is high for a tornado developing west of Marietta along Highway 32. Then, a minute later, they sent out media reports a tornado west of Marietta, unknown distance. K5 again.
Cell K5 UGK.
State from the last, the National Weather Service advises radar estimates 4 to 5 miles west of Marietta on that tornado. Cape Adipian.
Skywarn, net active.
Tornado warning coming out for a signature near Ringling. Cape Adipian. National Weather Service in Norman has issued tornado warning for northeast Jefferson County, southeast Stevens County and West Central Carter County to 515. At 429, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 4 miles north of Ringling, moving east at 25. Main hazards, tornadoes, and quarter-size hail. This is radar indicated rotation. Locations impact include Long Grove, Hilton, Wilson, Ringling, Graham, Milo, and Fox. Cape of the Gift.
The following impacts are expected. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged. Skyward.
Local storm reports to OUN at 5 miles west of Marietta. This comes from Broadcast Media. A tornado at 4:25 p.m. National Weather Service advises a mesocyclone is approaching I-35 about 1 mile north of Marietta. No tornado at this time, but radar still supports a threat of tornadic threat. Cape of the Gift. Sir sent out advisory saying the Love County Mezzo is occluding and lifting north along I-35. A new mezzo cyclone is forming broad just north of Marietta. Cape of the Gift. Issued a tornado warning for northeastern Love and southeastern Carter County till 5:15. At 4:43, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located just north of Marietta. Movement is to the east at 20. Another area of rotation was just south of Overbrook, moving northeast at 15. Towards Lake Murray. Hazards, tornado, and golf ball size hail. This is radar indicated rotation. Locations impacted include Marietta, Lake Murray, and Overbrook. Cape of the Pin. National Weather Service advised the second Love County mesocyclone has become better consolidated about 3 to 4 miles northeast of Marietta, though a tornado remains possible for a while. The circulation should be moving into increasing stable air. Cape of the Pin.
Skyward, net active.
Tornado warning for northeast Love and southeast Carter County will expire at 5:15. The storm that prompted the warning has moved out of the area, therefore the warning will be allowed to expire. Cape of the Pin.
Skyward, net active.
5 VIN, Cape of the Pin.
Go ahead, Wade.
Can I take a little break so I can check on Betty and do something before you have to change my diaper?
You bet.
Give me about 5-10 minutes. I'll be back. Cape of the Pin.
All right. Thanks, Wade. In 5 a.m.
Skyward, net active.
75 LLI, repeater.
Skyward, net active.
5 VIN, K5WPN. I'm back toward, thank you.
K5WPN, KB5LLI.
Terry, go ahead.
What's the latest status?
Mostly flash flood warnings for Swearland. There's been a few tornadoes And severe thunderstorm warnings, but that's about it. Mostly flood events from all the rain.
Roger that. Yeah, I looked at radar there a little while ago and saw the warnings in the boxes and set. Looks like it's oozing on to the east.
All right. Way the atmosphere got worked over, I hope we're not doing this again, because I'm supposed to help set my grandson. Well, got a tornado warning coming out for Marshall. Tornado warning remains in effect until 6 p.m. for northeastern Marshall County. At 5:49, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 4 miles northeast of Kingston, moving northeast at 20. Hazards, tornado, and quarter-size hail. This is radar indicated rotation. Locations impacted include Little City, eastern Lake Texoma, Cape Olympian. For southwestern Clay and southeastern Archer County until 5:49, a strong thunderstorm was located 10 miles south of Winthorpe, moving east at 15. Hazards include hail to the size of nickels and wind gusts to 50 miles an hour. Cape Wade.
Thank you, Wade. We'll be QRT again here for a bit. KB5 in a little up.
Okay, no worries. KB5 in.
You probably need to see if you can read that APRS, see who the goober is that can't handle this equipment.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. This 2000's got a TNC in it already, but just got to set it up, so... It'll take a little bit, but I can do this.
Yeah, if you got time, it'd be good. He's been giving me an APRS squirt for about 2 weeks now. Hadn't got sensed up to know it. Or maybe he does, I don't know. KB5LLI.
Good grief, okay. I'll work on that. Okay, but again.
Skyward, net active.
Try to make it clear. Thanks everyone for reports and help. Have a great day. And hopefully we don't have to do this tomorrow. Okay, by the pin clear.
Skyward, net active.
Decode it, but it's shifted frequency and it's just not. It's coming in as garbage. All it is crap.
Yeah, this last deal is. That ain't a squirt. That's an idiot. This last few. The other one's real.
I got the software for that now. I'm going to go in. It's all out of Swirland, and that stuff south is staying south, so I'll be able to do it all except from 3 to 5 tomorrow, because I'll be entertaining a grandchild.
Roger. Okay. Well, maybe tomorrow we're done. Maybe this is the last hurrah or something. We'll have to wait and see. You never know. I don't think anybody knows. Later, KB5LLI.
Okay. Have a good one. Talk to you later. KB5LLI.